And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa Public Schools first through third graders came back in person on Monday, the second cohort to do so. As of Monday night's TPS board meeting, 10 pre-K and kindergarten classes that had returned last week had been moved to distance learning because of COVID-19 exposure. That's out of a total of 221 classes. Deputy Superintendent Paula Shannon says all of those exposures happened outside of schools because a student came into contact with or lives with an adult who tested positive.
Our adult behaviors matter mightily. If we want our kids in school and we want this to go away, we have to do hard things, like not hang out together, not see those friends who we think it's okay to see, like say, I can't see my family right now, even though I really want to.
TPS officials plan for pre-K through third grade classes to continue in person this week, though the board plans to convene for a special meeting to review COVID data and take potential action. According to protocols from the State Department of Education, Tulsa County is in the red zone for new COVID cases, with more than 50 per 100,000 population. At that level, they recommend districts consult local health officials about potentially moving to fully remote learning. At a news conference Monday announcing new statewide COVID measures, Governor Kevin Stitt said one of his goals was getting all schools back in person by the start of next year.
Tulsa Public Schools, for example, has not been back in school this entire year since last March. It breaks my heart what's happening to those kids in the Tulsa Public School area.
Stitt's words did not sit well with TPS board member John Croissant, who is a teacher for more than 16 years. Croissant said the district and board are doing their jobs, and he called on Stitt to do more than require bars and restaurants space out tables and close at 11 p.m.
We need to lower the number of people meeting together. We need to put a mask mandate on everybody. Otherwise, whatever we do, we've got to keep our people safe, period. And that's just my thing, and I would be for going back to distance learning until these numbers are better.
At this moment, TPS is currently moving forward with a phased plan to bring all students back by the start of January, but current COVID numbers could put that in jeopardy. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.